Brad Johnson's sticking around. Usually he's out like...
Yeah, bang. Like that.
I'm gone.
Better things to do.
Not this morning. Take the hint, Chono. We're trying to get rid of you.
Now, like when Lingy joined us full time, he came in swinging some pretty big names, mm-hmm. some pretty big claims, mm-hmm. including one massive claim about one of his best mates.
And we're like, we already know Jono. He comes in on a Monday. Yeah. He's we like, no, I've got besties. Another best mate too. Go and on, Lingy.
He's a bit embarrassed.
None,
there,
none of this is true, by the way, just to quickly say that.
I'll back you up.
Thank you. We do have Guy Pearce in the studio.
Yay!
Guy, welcome.
Thank you
very much. Morning, everybody.
It is wonderful to have you. With
one of my best mates, Lingy.
Yes.
Can we just record
I've got
that?
Excellent.
The main reason why Guy's here, forget about the fact that he's filming things, forget about the fact that it was the Neighbours finale. It's mainly to see the Cats play.
It's mainly to see the Cats play. It was actually my first live game this year, unfortunately, on Saturday night. So
all the others
have been on screen. That was a good one to go to with my two Saints friends, fans, unfortunately for them.
Good. Just rub it in their face. You're about to head off to New Zealand to do some more filming. Jono's already suggested this one that you've no doubt structured it so you can
surely
come back to the grand final.
If you can talk to the producers of the film,
I'm happy to for you.
Sort that out for me. I'll be
I can
back
do
for the grand
that
final.
Guaranteed for you.
Yeah,
I'll charter the flight for you the whole lot. Get you back to watch.
Wow.
Watch your team.
You heard it here, folks.
Yes.
Brad Johnson.
Lingy, you're going to help me do this, okay?
I've got that recorded as well. Yeah.
Lingy did drop your name during the Neighbours finale week, and he's like, oh, do you want me to see if I can get my mate Guy in? I'm like, Guy Pearce? He's like, yeah, I'm mates with him. I'm like, okay. Yes, that would be great. Obviously, you played a huge role on it. And thank you so much for bringing that character, Mike Young, back as
Look,
well.
An absolute,
because it was so special.
Absolute pleasure. I mean, it was such a joy to go back and do it. And Annie and I have stayed friends for, you know, this entire time, the 150 years since we were on the show together. So it was a real delight to go back on. And what was, you know, not unfortunate, but a friend of mine's daughter, Henrietta, had just been cast on the show just before the show was axed. Mm. So I was really, it was really sort of a big shame for her. But I said, look, I'll come back on and as long as I get to play her dad and we get to work together. So she got to work on the show for a couple of months before it finished. So there was that side of it as well, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
I did hear that you had put that stipulation in there, and that got me thinking, I wonder if they just, when they were trying to write the finale, they just put it out to all the actors that had played iconic
whatever
roles.
You want to do.
Hey, what do you want your character to do?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think they also didn't know who they were going to manage to get. So it was it was quite a feat to sort of pull in the people that they did. I mean, Jason and I had to try and convince Kylie to come and do it, although she was already in Melbourne, but she was leaving before we got back. So it was a complicated jigsaw puzzle that they managed to pull together.
Yeah, logistically it would have been massive.
Yeah, but it was great to be able to, you know, to get into a bit of a real storyline with Annie. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was so strange.
So many people
going back
did.
There.
Like that ending with you guys, if you hadn't been there, I don't think it would have been as strong. So,
Beautiful. Well, thank you.
Good pump up there.
Yeah,
Log.
That's right.
What is next? What are you doing at the moment? Are you off to New Zealand?
Yeah, I'm going to New Zealand to do Lee Tomahori's film, The Convert, and I'm currently doing a mini-series called The Clearing, which is about a cult that occurred in Australia in the 70s and 80s, run by a woman called Anne Hamilton Byrne up at Lake Eildon, where she bleached a lot of young kids' hair blonde and thought she could start a new world. So we're doing that.
So that's basically based on a true story.
Yeah, based on a true story.
Didn't know
that
story.
I mean, our names have changed, but you know, it's pretty clear what it's about.
Yeah.
I just, as you say, Lake Eildon. I went to church camps as a child at Lake Eildon. Now I'm starting to go, what did they do to me?
Did all my hair fall out?
Yeah. Well, it did in this case.
Sick man. All right. Got Brad Johnson still here sticking around. We've got Guy Pearce in the studio, Lingy's best mate.
Stop it. How did the relationship start with
yourself
and Lingy?
Well, I gave him tips really on how to kick. That was sort of how it started.
I didn't
want to embarrass him, so I did it privately, but you know, he did thank me. He did thank me, kicked a couple of goals. So
it brought my game a long way. The ability to kick was an important facet of football, and I appreciate that, Guy.
And I thought it was necessary to step up and say something.
Guys, is there somebody,
I like to offer advice when I can.
Do a big doco on Lingy or a tally series. Who would play the
character?
Be careful. Be very careful.
Yes. Sorry.
I don't know. You've got to give me time to think
about it.
I will.
It's not a surprise that I got some tips on how to kick, given my second game of football was the one where I got it 0 metres out from goal, straight in front, and put it out on the full.
Yes.
It's fair to say Geelong fans didn't have high hopes for me at that stage.
That image is stuck in my brain forever.
And a lot of people did.
were talking off air, Guy, about feedback that these guys get when they're playing in front of 50, 70,000 people and how immediate it is and how much it could be, how it can crush you to be yelled at by so many people. You were saying it's not quite as immediate for you doing your on-screen stuff. You get more feedback in the street, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, you do. I mean, unless you're doing a play and you get sort of feedback, but people aren't usually yelling out during the play when it gets yelled out on a footy field.
Unless it's panto, yeah.
That's right, yeah. Get off the stage.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'll often, or you know, and usually it's positive, but occasionally you get some hoon who decides to yell some horrendously negative thing out at you, you know, across the street. So you've got to be careful that you don't... if you're driving, not to be distracted.
Yeah.
Do you have any projects that you regret? Is there anything from your career that you're like, oh, man, I probably shouldn't have done that?
Oh, not projects that I regret. I mean, I did a couple of divorce films, which I'm not particularly thrilled about. but it's not so much that I regret the project, but I often regret what I did in a film. You know, I look back and I go, yeah, I really was a bit over the top there, wasn't I? I thought I was in a different film, you know?
Yeah, okay.
The tone of it in the end is one thing and I'm sort of up on another level doing something else going, oh, that's a bit much.
Right. Well, okay.
Could have been a bit more subtle there.
Yeah. Your role of Adam in Priscilla is one of my favourites. No, I was going to say, that role means so much to me. Like, it was so beautiful and obviously meant a lot to a lot of people. Do people come up to you and resonate with a certain character? Like, you know, have they come up and said, oh, wow, seeing you in that movie, you know, changed me or made me feel
that
same way?
That one particularly, Priscilla, because it came at a time, I think, when the world was really ready to sort of start speaking about homosexuality and, you know, all sorts of things that you know, particularly through the 80s and through the AIDS crisis had been, you know, had a big sort of dark cloud over it. And I think Priscilla came along at a time that really enabled people to try and be a bit more communicative. And I've had a lot of people, all of us have, Hugo, Terrence, Stefan, the director, have had a lot of people come up saying that changed my life, that film, that enabled me to come out. It means I've got more confidence in talking to my family about who I am, etc. Yeah. So that was a real game changer. And of course, we didn't know that at the time. We just made a film, you know. Mm. So that's been pretty amazing.
That's special. Yeah.
Can you just quickly, in like 25 words or less, explain Memento to me?
Listen, great movie. When we went to the Venice Film Festival, me, the director, the writer, who was the director as well, but his brother who wrote the short story, and the producers, sitting around a table just before we were about to do the premiere screening, we were arguing about what the film was about. Going, if we can't settle what the film is about, then no one has a hope in hell. And we, in fact, had a 10-year anniversary screening of it 10 years after it came out in New York at the New York Film Festival, and there were people in the audience who asked us questions going, we still don't understand.
You're like, that's like, the mystery.
Now, acting, no doubt, can be it's such an individual pursuit because you're focused on the role you're doing, but you've got to work with other people. But is there a competitive aspect to it as well, where you look at other actors and you think, I really can't stand that person. I want to beat them. Kind of like I used to feel whenever Jono took the field against us. Like, just such an unlikable person across the field like Jono.
There's plenty of Jonos out there in the film industry. Smiling too much. Well, and it's just envy. I just feel envy for people, you know. And I envy people who have a great career or more importantly, who are just really good. Yep. I look at people and think, wow, how are they doing that? Mm. You know, so, but I've gotten to the point these days where I go, just do the best I can. That's okay, you know.
That's what I got to as well when I thought. But Jono keeps taking hangers against Matty Scarlett.
Don't even keep pumping me up, mate. It's okay.
I watch those replays all the time, all those Jono hangers.
Yeah. Just best compilation.
All right, we're going to get to
a
song.
Got that recorded too?
Yeah, I've got it all here. We've got Guy Pearce joining us in the studio. Tom, Lingy, Loggy. Also got Brad Johnson in the studio. Guy Pearce as well has popped in for a bit of a chat. Good to have you in, mate. It's great to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to be here.
And you are here because you are, you know, as Lingy says it,
don't
best friends.
Stop it.
Best friends forever.
We
I think I heard you say.
BFF.
BFF.
He won't write it though. I text, when I text him, I would say BFF and he just says, you know, F. and then a question mark.
Yeah, exactly. I also wonder.
Love hearts.
Yeah. Well, I wonder as well. He's a big spa guy, you see. He loves getting
in the
spa.
I thought you were going to
say he's a big spunk. He's a big spunk too.
No question.
He's a big spa guy, right? Tom and I, not really spa people.
Yeah, we don't get spa people.
Yeah, Lingy hasn't really invited us around, but have you got an invite into his spa? before?
I'm embarrassed. Yeah, I mean, I do. I get them all the time.
Okay.
No, mate. No, we're good.
Are you? So you're not a spa guy either. Yeah.
Well, it depends who's asking.
It's weird, isn't it?
Just me and a few of the mates come and jump in the spa. That's right. I'm doing my hair.
Yeah.
It's from our such professional days, Jono. We're doing hot colds always. Always looking to do recovery.
It's the ice bath I'm nervous about. So yeah. If I get in the spa, he's going to then throw him in the ice bath. Yeah. So I don't know.
All right. So you're friends, but you're not spa friends.
No, not yet.
No, great.
Give it
good.
So tell us again, what can we see you in next?
Well, the next thing, I did a film. What did I do?
You've been so busy.
I did a film called Memory with Liam Neeson last year. I'm not even sure if that's out yet. And The Infernal Machine. I did a film called The Infernal Machine, which is yet to come out. And then I did this huge series called A Spy Among Friends, which looks at one of the Cambridge Five spies, which is going to be really, really great with Damian Lewis. So
who do you play? Am I allowed to ask that one?
I play Kim Philby.
Kim Philby, the main man.
Yeah, the main man. So
is that one of your Trivial Pursuit questions?
So I've got about six books at home, which are either related to CIA, the Five, like all. Love it.
Well, that's a book. Love it. A Spy Among Friends
One of the books?
It's a great book
I'm
as well.
To get that one as well.
Okay. So it's a few things on their way out. Yeah.
Can't wait to see him. Guy Pearce, thanks for your time this morning.
Absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Jono, as well, for
sticking around.
hey, Jono, you can go now.
All right,
Jono and I are going to go and have an ice bath. So.